Welcome to Just Pick Up a Notepad. I'm your host, Manila B. Today I just want to talk about growth mindset and personal growth and what work I've been doing with myself and my thoughts I've been having this week. Hey everybody, Manila B here, journal writing mentor and host of Just Pick Up a Notepad. Welcome to this podcast. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. This podcast is about me building up my brand and my business from scratch. The podcast is produced every day for your enjoyment, and show notes are going to be eventually transcribed and found at my website www.justpickupanotepad.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Manila B, on Instagram at Manila_MB. All links are in the show notes, so let's just get started. So unfortunately I've not been able to like hop on and do the daily podcast for a few reasons. One, my health, my anemia has been really bad this week, so I've just been really exhausted. And I've had to just do some self-care and just rest. And I know that it's because I've been more focusing on my own personal development and my own self-care and my own mindset. And I've been participating within my business coach, Stacey Tushall's I Am Limitless 5-Day Challenge. And I was really eager to do it because she's done something new. She was doing it over Instagram. So the theme was, it was about being I Am Limitless and challenging personal beliefs that we may hold about ourselves and looking at how we can bring out more of the better and to actually action things and do the things that we wish to do and be the person that we wish to be, and in doing the exercises and the worksheets and the little activities that you have to do on a daily basis, my thoughts have continually kept circling back to, you know, the idea that I am already all that I envision myself to be. It's all about working on my beliefs to believe it. Do I believe I am all that I envision myself to be, that best version of myself that I have in my head? I already have the tools within myself. It's just, do I believe it? So it was a lot of mindset stuff, and I did a quote on my Instagram account and said, attract what you expect, reflect what you desire, become what you respect, and mirror what you admire. And that quote was all linked into the I Am Limitless challenge that I've been doing, because it's, our beliefs are so powerful. We can attract what we expect, you know, and it's about us reflecting them desires. If we want to, we have to be the energy and the vibe that we wish to attract. And when we look at people who we respect and who we admire, in order to change or bring out, not change necessarily, bring out what is in them within us. Because if you admire somebody, usually it's because there's something in them that's in you. So if you want to mirror that back and reflect it in your actions, you know, it helps by looking at people that you admire and surrounding yourself with people who you admire, because they are mirroring back to you something that's within you that you admire. And it's doing that mirror reflection work and saying, well, I see you, you see them, but then you also see yourself. And then taking that back into yourself and saying, well, I'm going to vibrate on that vibe. I'm going to vibrate on that energy and that field of I am, and start affirming and owning that you are them things that you admire, you are those things that you respect, because you are. It's just about mindset and it's just about belief. And sometimes the things that hold us back is sometimes when we make choices every day that don't support our beliefs in ourselves, it doesn't support our goals that we have for ourselves. And I've been doing that a lot this week as well, just looking at, where am I not matching up to the factor of all that I can be? Where are my actions not in cinch with it, you know? So I shared some steps that I want to share today on the podcast. on my Instagram account, but I found it very useful, so I still want to share because it is about just picking up a pen and a notepad, and it's getting your head around, you know, how do you get in line and support your life goals with your actions? How can you, you know, start walking the talk, talking the talk and walking the walk? It's about, so, and how do you implement them new habits to do that? So the first step was understand how this new habit will help you get what you want, and identify and write down at least two ways that this new habit can support your want. The second step was tap into your why, you know, really get anchored and understanding each day as to why that new habit that you want to start with is important. You know, it's even like when you go into the gym and you want to work, your goal is a fitness body goal. You know, in order to develop new fitness habits, you got to know why you want it and identify why it's important to you. You've got to know each and every day when you're waking up, even through the tough moments, why is it so important to you? Why do you want it? Why is it so important to you? And then plan in detail how you accomplish your new habit. Use if-then planning if you need to, but set with intentions about your new habit. Like one of my new habits that I'm working on myself with is changing my daily sleep and weight routine, or at least at the very much balancing out how productive I am, making more use of productive hours, especially as I've got a young baby. Sometimes I'm finding productive hours in the evening, sometimes I'm finding it in the morning, but I want to develop a better morning routine. I do get up in the morning, but one where I'm getting up ahead of my children and getting work done and having morning rituals. That's a new habit, so I've got to plan that in detail. The fourth step was to troubleshoot obstacles that may come in the way and be a challenge on your journey to creating a new habit for yourself, you know, that's gonna like be preventing you from walking in an alignment with the who you know yourself to be. It's just that you've got habits that are bad habits that you need to iron out. What troubleshoot challenges can you look at and say, I know this is going to be necessarily a problem on my journey to achieving that goal that I want, and looking at how you can work around it. So I'll give the example of my example of what I'm working on. Troubleshooting for me is to make sure that I have, like, I am setting off alarms to wake me up. Troubleshooting for, if you were, it was a fitness goal that you've got, would be to, you know, make sure you don't go out shopping and buying, don't go food shopping and buying foods that are no foods, you know, you just don't have it on your shopping list to buy. That sort of ways of how you would pre-plan things that you know would necessarily be something that's going to crop up. The other step was optimize your willpower. In order to walk the walk and talk the talk and attain our goals and really walk in alignment with the best version of ourselves, it is about willpower and it's about strict discipline. And that isn't even anything that can be taught. That's something that someone really has to want that, you know. I mean, that's the thing that separates those who do achieve successes with what they set out to achieve and those that don't, really, is that willpower thing. And the last final step was manage a process by comparing yourself to your old self, not to someone else, but track and monitor your progress that you are making with yourself to your old self. Don't compare yourself to someone else. Be your own competition. So they were six steps that I shared on my Instagram, and it was just the whole vibe that I've been on through doing the I Am Limitless challenge and identifying how to troubleshoot over when you're trying to create new habits. And that idea of attract what you expect and reflect what you desire and become what you respect and mirror what you admire. Simple words, but within those simple words, there's really breakdown step-by-step actions that you can do in a practical way to help you achieve that. So that's what I wanted to talk on today. Until tomorrow, thank you for listening.